The popular live lecture series TED Talks made its way to Davenport yesterday. More than a dozen speakers gave presentations at the Figge Art Museum as part of TEDx Davenport. I spoke with a few of the presenters beforehand, asking them each to share the main points of their talk.
My name is Jamie Szymanski. I'm from Davenport, Iowa. I am an industry analyst on disruptive technologies, and my talk is about what happens when we trade data for superpowers. There are four potential future states that I'll go through, one of which is we think we're trading data for these superpowers that's a fair exchange, when in reality, we don't quite know the true value of our data yet. So eventually, we'll see people start to take advantage of that. We'll have an uprising, a data revolution, and then eventually we'll seek out new companies and new behaviors that pay us for our data while simultaneously giving us back our superpowers brought on by these new technologies. Everything from augmented reality combining with our mobile phones to give us what we feel like is X-ray vision, or in-ear hearable devices giving us heightened hearing as well as the ability to translate languages in near real time. And what people don't recognize is that all those experiences, they're giving up a ton of their personal data every day, you know, signed off in these user and privacy agreements without recognizing what's being done with it. And eventually, they're going to recognize that the superpowers they're getting in return for their data are not necessarily worth what their actual data is.
Dustin James. I'm actually a Bettendorf guy, and the title is Sharpen Your Axe. The focus is really on, if you've ever heard of the Kaizen theory, it's continuous improvement, the pursuit of excellence. You know, we all can improve areas of our life by focusing on 1% every day. It's amazing the things we can accomplish. So many times we get focused on these astronomical goals and get sidetracked or burnt out. But every day, if you can make yourself better in one way, it's amazing the things you can accomplish in life.
My name is Anna Dolce. I'm from Miami. Title of my talk is Good Service is Killing Your Business. That means a good service is not enough anymore because we come used to just getting the good service, but we expect it to be built into the product. You know, we expect good service to come with whatever we buy. So it's not shocking anymore. We have to go above and beyond just the good service to capture our audience, to, you know, capture our buyers, customers, etc. Going above and beyond just the service. So if you expect your iPhone to come with AppleCare, for instance, what's going to make a huge difference is not just the AppleCare, but how they treat you when you go to the store, right? It's the specialized or personalized service that makes a difference when you go to Apple. That's why you go to Apple.
My name is Kyle Horn. I'm with America's Job Honor Awards. I'm from Des Moines, Iowa, and the title of my talk is A New Kind of Hero, America's Great Untapped Workforce. Well, my organization celebrates people who overcome significant barriers to employment and the employers who hire them. We recognize that in the face of a dwindling workforce in the United States, we have many candidates who are being overlooked, whose lives will be transformed by these job opportunities. That includes people with various disadvantages, for example, criminal convictions and disabilities. Employers very often pass over such applicants because they're fearful that they wouldn't be able to deliver or they wouldn't be reliable. We're trying to overcome some of those presuppositions and encourage employers to reconsider this great untapped workforce.
Jody Procise. I live in DeWitt, but I work at St. Ambrose here in the Quad Cities. Empowerment through technology. I am an engineer, and we all like to design cool new things, but we also like to change the world and make the world a better place. So I like to talk about how we can help people with disabilities by not helping them, but helping them help themselves by empowering them. My students at St. Ambrose and I design assistive technologies for people with disabilities, and we focus on making them affordable, simple, and sustainable so people with disabilities in impoverished areas can use them and make them themselves. The one main that I'll be talking about today is actually an upper limb prosthetic device that we made out of PVC and some woven components. So it's only $34 and easily adjustable and simple to use.
Those were a few of the speakers who presented at yesterday's TEDx Davenport event, a localized version of TED Talks for the Quad Cities. Organizers say videos of all the talks should be available online on the TEDx Talks YouTube channel in about 2 weeks. For WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.